So, Philip, usually when we talk to you the first game of the season, we're asking about the slow starts. So how does it feel to be 3-1 for first time in a while?
Yeah, it's definitely a better first quarter than we've had in past years. We still got to keep getting better. We certainly haven't played our best yet, but it is nice to be winning as we are improving. And second division game this week, first one on the road. It's always a challenge, coming to Denver. So looking forward to it.
What do you attribute the fast start to?
It's funny because, last year, even in a lot of ways, offensively, we you could have said we were playing better, but we weren't winning. So I think we've found ways to win. We've been really good on third down offensively, our backs have been huge catching the football out of the backfield. I think Tolbert's already got 25 catches through the first four games. I'd put him on a pace for 100. I don't know if he'll continue to get that many balls, but that's what the defense is giving us right now. But it's just been a team effort. Defense has been playing really good, and obviously our teams have been solid. So our special teams. So it's really just we just found different ways to win, and that's always in the past, early in the years, we haven't won these close games where maybe we haven't played great. Where this year, we haven't played great in some of these games, but we've done enough and found ways to win, and that's always at least we haven't dug ourselves a hole like we have previous years.
Do you feel success in the NFL is use the pass to set up the run now?
I think really on the outside maybe there's too much put into is this a passing league or a running league or run to pass or pass to run? I know not our building. We don't really worry about – we don't have a plan of how we're going to set up this or set up that. I think teams are just doing what they can do to win the game. I mean, we don't go into it saying we're going to run to set up the pass this week or pass to run. We want to do whatever it is to win. If it means run it 45 times, we're going to run it. If we have to throw it 45, we're going to throw it. And I know there's been a lot of yardage this year in the league, throughout the league, but I don't really know if that's more of a conscious effort to throw it, or if it's just teams are playing the run better, or just the way games have come up. But bottom line is winning and losing, and I don't know that. I haven't checked, but I don't think that necessarily yardage has been always on the side of winning. There's been a lot of yardage this year and in some games for some teams, and the end result has been a loss. It's, so find a way to win. If it's 230 yards passing and it's a win, then that's obviously better than 400 and a loss.
Denver's defense has given up a lot of yards passing so far this last couple weeks, actually. And what do you see in this Denver secondary?
It looks like Champ's coming back. Obviously, he's a great corner. I think that the numbers are can somewhat be skewed just from last week. Rodgers made some really great throws, and obviously they got a few big plays. But you look weeks before that, that hadn't necessarily been the case. It's not one of those deals you turn on the tape and it looks like people are wide open. That's not the case. I think it's a good group. It looks like Dawkins is flying around like he always has. Goodman's got a ton of experience, and like I said, if with Champ coming back, both teams know each other well. Obviously, I know the scheme has somewhat changed with the new staff there in Denver, but players are familiarity with players is what it is, and we know what this group can do, and we know in the division on the road, it's early in the year. I don't get too caught up in teams' records early in the year. We know how important these games are, and looking forward to the challenge.
I know this might be a little bit difficult to answer, but when you're studying the Broncos defense, obviously scheme is the most important thing you're looking at, but how much does it influence you in preparation when you don't have a Champ Bailey, in the lineup? Obviously, like he just alluded to, the passing statistics against Denver without Champ have been high, but I mean, how much does it influence your preparation when you're playing a team that doesn't have someone like him in the secondary?
Well, it doesn't change the way I prepare. Certainly, it's not an insult to to guys that are filling in for great players, it's more of a compliment to Champ. I mean, I think or to any great player when they're missing. Obviously, you can't say you don't miss them. It's the great players. That's why you want them on the field as much as possible. And obviously, like I said, I saw where Champ said he's playing this week. He hasn't been on tape, so the last three games you hadn't really seen him. You know, you've seen that first game. He's out there, and that's it. So, you know, it doesn't change the way you prepare, but you obviously know you got a guy that's been consistently one of the top corners in the league for double-digit years. So, you know, he certainly immediately when he's on the field, they're an improved secondary. At the same time, they've gotten a lot of guys now. They've gotten a lot of work and gotten to play a bunch of ball because he's been out. So, you know, I don't by any means think you know, turning on the tape, like I said, that there's a lot of holes out there. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, some of those big plays last week, I don't know if they can be thrown any better. Some of them are covered pretty good. So there's not a whole lot of guys running open.
Hey, Philip, doing something, going back to when it kind of all went wrong with the Broncos, and I go back to that game in November in 2006. Both of you guys are 7-2 going into that game. The late, great Darrent Williams intercepts one of your passes, takes it back. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I remember it clearly.
Well, it was 24-7 Broncos at that time. You guys come back and win, and you guys have been pretty much dominating the division since, and the Broncos haven't been back to the playoffs. I was wondering if you could kind of take us back what you remember about that game, because that seemed to be a turning point here.
Well, I mean, it was obviously a game that I certainly remember. I mean, it was my first year starting, and it was a memorable game, obviously, because for the reasons you mentioned, you're down 24-7, you're throwing a pick for a touchdown, and we found a way to come back and win my first time playing in Denver. So it certainly is a good memory from that game. But you know, it's every year to me stands by themselves. Every game stands by themselves. This isn't that same Denver team that was there in 06. It's not the same Denver team that was there last year. We're not the same Chargers team from last year or 06. I mean, there's so many different guys now. There's some of the core guys that are still there, a handful, and then same with us. But there's been a lot of change since then. You know, I just know coming to Denver, it's always been one of my favorite places to play. It's obviously the setting is about as good as it gets. The atmosphere is great. It's loud, and it's always a great game. And so, especially coming there a little early, we've always been fortunate, except for last year. Of course, even the weather was great. We've been fortunate to come there when it's not quite too cold yet. So it doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year either. So it's always a great place to come play.
Do you remember specifically the isolation of LT on Ebenezer Ekubon? That was a big touchdown you hit there.
I do. Yeah, it was an overload blitz to the left, and we had a free release with the LT to the right, and the defensive end had to bail with him and cover him, and LT went about 50. So, yeah, I was definitely can see that one plain as day.
Philip, you have a familiarity with Elvis Dumervil, obviously, but now you add Von Miller to the mix. What do you think of their pass rush?
Yeah, it's a heck of a group, and you know, and even with the guys inside, I mean, Ayers and Bunkley and Vickerson, I mean, it's a solid group from a pass rush standpoint. Dumervil looks good. You know, Miller's super fast and relentless. I mean, last week, you know, he was about a half a yard away from having his third sack. You know, I think Aaron got back to the line of scrimmage, but he can really rush and fly around. So it's a good group. I mean, DJ Williams, like I said, DJ Champ, all those guys. Dawkins, good. You're talking about a guy that's played a lot of football, and we, like I said, everybody last week wanted to get us caught up into the Dolphins. You know, 0-3 Dolphins. What do you expect to do? I said, shoot, look at these guys. It's New England late in the game. It's too early. We've been there. We've been the 1-3 teams, and we know what we're capable of. And that's the same thing with Denver here. This is a group that's got the talent and the guys to go on a run. And we know our work's going to be cut out for us this week.
Philip, you're probably one of the only guys around the league right now that was kind of in a similar situation with Tebow and Orton. And what's it like inside the locker room when everybody outside of it is really wanting to talk about, you know, who's playing quarterback, who should be, who shouldn't be, that kind of debate?
Well, you know, I think the one thing, you know, different here, it seems like, at least I'm not paying too much attention, but I'm catching wind from afar. But the one thing here was, other than really early in training camp and preseason of my rookie year, it was really the only time there was any discussion of whether I was going to play or not play. And then after that, I mean, you know, Drew was a quarterback, and I did everything I could to help him and learn and try to get better for when my opportunity came. We competed like crazy, but it was healthy in the locker room. I mean, I wanted to be the first guy to give him a high five after a touchdown and help him any way I could during the preparation. So internally, you know, it was fine here those 2 years. I appreciated them and learned a lot. You know, at least it seems like. I'm not sure how crazy it is there. I guess we'll find out on Sunday. But there wasn't as much, you know, obviously, going on the outside about who should play or who they wanted to play. So it was pretty well defined here.
As a player in general, how much do you pay attention to kind of what the fans want, and how much say do you think fans should get in when anything, whether it's coaching decisions or who's coaching, who's GM, when to get rid of a player, when to keep a player, anything like that?
I mean, I think all that's in house. I mean, I know our staff and our personnel groups and upstairs, and they put in a great deal of time and effort and have pros at what they do, you know, and then they obviously know what they're doing, and they handle it to what they feel gives us the best chance to win football games. And that's all I know from my 8 years experience here is I have a great deal of trust that that's all we're trying to do is whatever's going to help us win this Sunday, and then we'll worry about next week when it comes, and ultimately we're trying to win a championship. And I think really stays in the building.
Who's your biggest rival in the AFC West?
Three of them.
Come on.
We got to win all three of them. Like I said, I mean, my favorite place to play on the road in the division is in Denver, just because of the challenge. Like I said, the atmosphere. It's a pretty stadium, empty. I mean, just as you walk in, the setting. When I come in off the bus, I go peek out the tunnel. It's an unbelievable stadium, and then the atmosphere and the noise. It's always a challenge. It's fun playing on the road when it's really loud and it's hard, but it's a challenge. I mean, so from that standpoint, I love going to Denver, but. Hey, we were 3-3 in division last year, and all three teams twice a year are equally important. I mean, that's ultimately what kept us from getting to the postseason is winning in the division, and we got a chance to get win number two, and we're gonna fight like crazy to get that done.